welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and with me again is Frank Jack. How are you doing tonight, Frank?
I'm doing good. Today we're going to talk about the 2017 year in review, along with current events going on in the world.
Yeah, sounds good. First off, it's been an incredible year, unprecedented in the fact that we have the first ever non-political president. He had no previous political tenures. Actually, did Ronald Reagan have any?
Yeah, he's governor.
Okay, so anyway, Donald Trump is president.
So anyway, talk about Donald Trump. We shouldn't even call him President Donald Trump anymore. I feel like that's disrespectful. We should call him President the GOAT, because he's the GOAT.
Frank, we...
Look at him already. Look at that tax reform.
Hold on. Is this an introduction to our audience about how enamored you are with the Donald?
I'm just saying.
Because I don't think they know yet, how...
I'm not enamored by him. I'm saying someone finally has the interest of us.
What's good for the country?
What's good for the country.
Obama wasn't terrible.
Yeah. Obama did a lot for civil rights, but the only reason he did it for civil rights in the homosexual community...
He won the Nobel Peace Prize.
The only reason he did the things he did was because he was doing nothing else that mattered. Okay. So he did the things he did just to distract from that.
Okay, well, explain to our audience what you think is the significance of this election. Like, why was it a monumental occurrence in American history?
Because we have a businessman with no political backing. No political...
Hence what I specified about a minute ago.
But my point of the matter is, that's what's good about it. First off, he just said, he's not been hard enough on China, and I think that's the next term for him. He's come back on taxes. He tried to reform Obamacare. They couldn't find anything good enough, so they didn't do it. People think that it's going to really kill the national debt, and I don't think that's the case. I think you're going to have more people paying into the system. The corporate tax rate going down, I think it's going to bring jobs back, and I think there's more to come. And the best thing about this president is, I don't know if you've ever read the book, The Art of the Deal.
No, I have not.
But that guy can make a deal better than anybody. And that's what we need. The guy could not, I don't care if the guy doesn't know his ABCs. What? Being able to make a deal is what this country needs.
Yeah, I just think the whole tenure so far has been kind of, I wouldn't say, it hasn't been bad at all. I'm just saying it hasn't had the 100% backing of the American people. And you can't disagree with that. And the fact of the matter is, some of these traditions that presidents have done in the past have kind of not been... because people are like making a big deal about him golfing. Everyone golfed. But the media is, it's not a running joke. Like they're tallying, it seems like they're doing a weekly tally of how many days he's golfed.
The reason they're mad about him golfing as opposed to other presidents is he owns the golf course.
Yeah, but I think it was today or yesterday he had a quote in the paper. He said the media, it was something to the effect of, the media, I'm paraphrasing, the media is going to say I had a triple bogey, but I really had a birdie. That was hilarious.
I mean, honestly, that's about the most accurate thing I've heard all year.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is amazing. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens, and he just keeps going. He's like a tank, he just keeps going through.
All right, so the interesting thing is, unfortunately, Frank, we have to lead to, we have to transition into the Mueller investigation about Russia. I mean, that's a bit, I mean, we can't do a year in review of 2017 without talking about the Russia investigation and whether there was, influencing the election. Did Hillary get unfair advertising conveniently just before people went to the polls? I mean, and then also, the Republicans are saying, well, that could hurt. Trump also suffered some, unfair advertising. So, that's what's going on right now, and it's still going on.
How is asking people about dirt on other people collusion? Or is that not being political? For instance, people are like,
they're saying it was bullshit. They're saying some of the shit was bullshit.
For instance, they're talking about Junior and Kushner.
meeting people with are saying there was lies,
meeting,
Frank.
Meeting with a Russian lawyer who has ties
conveniently around election time.
But they said met with a lawyer who had ties to Putin, right?
There was collusion.
I'm going to tell you something.
Conveniently, there's hackers, and completely there's Russian hackers, you know, that influence advertising.
You know what? Everyone that's gone against the Clintons has ended up dead, including when she ran to the U.S. Senate in New York. She was losing JFK Jr., and then he crashes his plane. They think there's a hacker that in the DNC that released that information. He ends up dead in a park somewhere in D.C. Now back to the whole Russia thing and collusion. They met with a lawyer, right? Mm-hmm. They had ties to Putin,
right?
Correct.
Yeah.
How is that collusion when he met with the president of Mexico and it went on the news?
Well,
I mean, people are just taking what they want.
Yeah. You know, I just think it's got to be thorough investigated because listen, Frank, we're talking about what makes America great is our freedom to express our democracy by voting freely. I mean, once we start, this is a big deal because
people not vote freely.
Once our freedom,
was the election changed by what people did?
I mean,
in the
if countries start impacting our infiltrating our democracy, then we got issues.
What did they do? They take away people's will so they did not vote.
They didn't, but when you start influencing, you start hacking and influencing.
China hacks us every single day.
Well,
they literally have military people that sit in a building and hack the valley where all the tech companies are. I mean,
so you're defending what you're saying? There's nothing that happened, and people are just overreacting.
I do think it's a witch hunt.
Conspiracy.
I do think it's a witch hunt, and I think honestly, the only thing that's going to happen after this is that the FBI is going to get investigated because of all the things. Literally, everyone. I think half the people investing that Mueller's hired to investigate Trump are getting paid. Clinton's got her hands in their pockets. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
But you know, the world's going nuts. I mean, look at the Princess Michelle of Kent. Do you see what happened with her?
No. Are we still talking about the review, Frank? All right.
But did you see the Princess Michelle of Kent? Do you see what happened, Kent?
No.
Do you see what happened?
Not.
She got in trouble because someone said her jewelry was racist.
Yeah.
Her jewelry was racist.
Yeah.
Because I guess it depends on a black man dressed in some type of robe and everything, but it's jewelry, it's art, nonetheless. How can you really be offended by jewelry that someone wears around their neck?
You know, everyone's offended by something.
It's amazing. People are losing their minds.
That's not a bad thing to mention tonight.
She had to apologize for being racist because her jewelry was racist.
Yeah. I don't know. But let's continue on to, I mean, we can't be remiss to talk about,
let's talk about something that we saw in our own local news.
Okay.
Let's talk about the hurricanes.
Way to cut me off per usual, Frank, but yeah.
Hey, if I'm not cutting you off, we're going to not talk about important stuff. So anyway, the hurricanes, what do you think about the hurricanes?
I was going to get there. Okay. You know, Irma and, you know, what was the other ones?
With
Maria.
Let's look at Irma. Okay. That was the one that came up our coast, right?
Yeah, and we got lucky. We didn't get crazy as we thought we would.
You know, it was ridiculous. They scared. Yeah. You know what? They scared everybody, and nobody. I mean, how many people got hurt? A few people got hurt. A few people died, but not as many as could have. And you know what? The places that were supposed to get really hit. You know, they lost power for a few days. But it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, which is a good thing. And once it hit land, it kind of died down real quickly.
Well, unfortunately, what happened is there was like 12 patients of a nursing home in Hollywood, Florida. That was the worst of that hurricane.
And they're
saying it was a homicide. So, but the real issue happened with Hurricane Maria. And the impact it had in politically with Puerto Rico, the mayor in Puerto Rico is lambasting Donald Trump, calling his response unpresidential and absolutely unexcusable.
So Puerto Rico, Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Over.
If I was them, I don't know if I'd pray anymore to God.
Right. Well,
because they got hit by two Category 5s. I don't think God's helping you if you get hit by two Category 5s.
Annihilating homes.
You know, they say
out,
everything that happens
out.
Is part of God's plan. Well, if I get hit by two Category 5s and that's part of God's plan, I'm pretty pissed off at the guy. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the whole power grid got shut down.
You know.
And people went like 100 days without electricity. I mean, that's crazy. I can't go 2 days without I go crazy with 2 days without internet.
Okay, but you gotta understand, they get hit by two Category 5s.
Mm-hmm.
What did you we went 100 days without electricity. You got hit by two Category 5s.
Yeah.
The apocalypse just happened.
Well, I don't think we did. I don't think, to be honest, to be fair with the figureheads in Puerto Rico, I don't think our response was the same as if, you know, someone, it was in Texas. I mean, but to be fair, we had to go overseas to provide care to Puerto Rico.
And
it wasn't just more, it wasn't, it was, it takes more of an effort. Plus, who knows if FEMA got too spread up? I mean,
but does,
did FEMA
Rico,
get too spread up?
And Puerto Rico doesn't have the infrastructure. That any of these other, that
no,
these
but
American
right.
companies.
Answer my question. Do you think FEMA got too, we spread too thin? I mean,
you get spread, FEMA gets spread too thin when you have so many natural disasters. But, you know, the thing in Puerto Rico is you got to be mindful is they don't have the infrastructure that other places have. And so now you raise the issue. Yes, you want to fix them, but you want to fix them back to where they were before. You don't want to rebuild the city. Into an emerald city, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want, if you, you know, you get a normal house and it falls down and you replace it,
right.
You want to replace a house. You don't want to build a skyscraper.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's a touchy subject, you know, you got to really, takes a lot, it's not an easy job, and I don't envy the person that has to make those calls. I mean, 100 days, to me, doesn't seem that bad. I mean, yes, it's bad, but it doesn't seem that bad if you get two Category 5 hurricanes. You pretty much just got hit by the apocalypse.
Yeah, and we can't fail to mention what happened with what started it off was late August with Hurricane Harvey drenching Texas. I mean, they had, apparently it was 1 million gallons of water per person. Per person. I mean, the images that came out of Harvey, Frank, were unbelievable. The aerial pictures that came out the next day. I mean, there's some highways that got shut down with 10 feet of water. I mean, it was unreal out there.
You know, and then
it just was crazy because if you heard the professional weathermen, they were saying this is only the beginning. And what's crazy was the previous few. I guess hurricane seasons were weak compared to what happened this year. So,
I mean, this year, I mean, you have those years where basically the end of the world ends.
Harvey,
and the worst part about Harvey was it circled back around, hit Louisiana. We actually got the tail end of it here for a few days here at the Cola, Florida, and it was probably worse than when Irma. Well, we got nothing when Irma hit, so. It was, but I mean, for them, it was awful. And here comes back to that news. They had that one pastor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Took a lot of heat because, you know, he didn't let people in his giant church that was an ex-stadium. And people were going crazy. And then you come to find out it was because the drainage is backing up and it wasn't safe for people. The media completely killed the guy. They slaughtered the guy. And it really was, he had a good reason. I mean.
Yeah,
the media needs to straighten up, but
and unfortunately, you know, this leads to the next subject I want to talk about. Frank, might as well get it out of the way now. The unfortunate massacres that happened in Las Vegas and Texas. Lone gunman, and I'm sure everyone heard about it. In the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort, killed 59 people and injuring more than 500 people. It's hard for me to even talk about it, but I feel like since it's a year in review, we should at least send our condolences to the families. Frank, do you have any condolences, you know, any words you want to talk about when it comes to security now? How are they going to... People are doing aerial attacks now on a hurt, either running people over with vans, or they're going... Or they're, like, sniping from yards away.
In this country, we have mental health issues that are ridiculous. And I don't know if it comes from... Because we're such a consumptuous country, or we're so much about status, or why people get this angry that they decide to take the lives of others. I mean, you don't want anyone to kill themselves or anything, but you really don't.
Apparently, I don't understand. Firearms in this room. I mean, that's unbelievable. Why, people didn't. Whoever got, and apparently it was. I don't know 100% sure. I'm not. So I'm gonna be careful what I say here about how he got the firearms, but I just think that people should be regulated.
I mean, first off, the firearms were illegal anyway, so it doesn't matter how regulated they were. Mm-hmm. He got illegal firearms. I mean, and that's the world we live in today. You can really look up on the internet right now how to make a bomb, and you can find the directions. You know, sometimes when you have the internet and you have too much access to too many things, you see other people do things, you do it, and, you know, you think, you know, you get drunk one night, you think, I want to blow something up, oh, look, I can decide how to burn a bomb. I mean, there's so much access that if someone's not mentally stable, they can very easily, no matter what laws or standards you have in, they can very easily cause harm to everybody.
Yeah, well, that's...
And I don't know the answer to fix that. I mean, do you help mental health? No, because not everyone that needs mental health is going to go seek it.
How do you...
Can you regulate guns? No, because you want good guys to have the guns.
And the NRA is not going to back down from anybody either.
You saw there was a shooting in Texas. And
the church, yeah.
And someone with a gun shot the guy.
Well, no. Are you talking about the church shooting?
In Texas, he got shot by someone that had a gun.
Oh, yeah. But unfortunately, the church shooting, the guy killed... You know, churchgoers ranging from 5 to 72.
Right, but so, if that guy in that church didn't have that gun, how many more would he kill?
No, I agree. You know, that's what's the benefits about an open carry state. I mean, but I kind of want to transition now into I want to talk about another evil that was going on in this country. I want to speak out harshly against the opioid epidemic. More than 400 people were charged with basically preying on addicts. They were saying, addicts, let's show out money. They're getting money for unnecessary treatments. They were saying, here's a treatment plan. Here's how to get better, and we're going to charge you for this amount, knowing that the treatments were going to make things worse. And then it led to Trump doing the right thing and making it a... national emergency, and vowing that we would win it, win against it. Now, the true cost of...
He ran on those...
Well, yeah, but because the thing is the true cost of the epidemic in 2015 was $504 billion, more than six times the most recent estimate. So, the fact of the matter is, people, you know, we're in it together, we're all human beings. You know, there's already enough bullshit against us.
So
I'm praying to people to stop doing that.
Let's look at this epidemic, all right? Heroin, all these opioids.
No, people.
What do they do to your body?
They make it weak, right?
Numb you, kind of make you. So anyway, now, is someone that's known a lot of people.
Unnecessary opioids are getting prescribed.
Now, for people that have known people that have done these things before. I don't believe that addiction is a disease.
Well, no, fentanyl, I think it's what's pronounced. They're making stuff up.
Right.
To make it worse. It's not even, true, heroin is an issue and has been an issue. But people now are making stuff up they're making shit up. And they're saying, okay, not only are they making up the theory of how to get better, they're making the drugs. They're fabricating everything. And they're saying, hey, here's how to get better, and then it's making it worse. I mean, that's unbelievable.
It's always been that way.
Yeah, but things are out of control.
It's always been that way. It's always been out of control. And I don't believe addiction is a disease, I believe. I'm sorry, I don't...
No, addiction is a disease.
I don't believe that.
Why? Explain.
Because you've seen lots of addicts that have not been able to quit, and you have seen a lot of addicts that have been able to quit to a cold turkey, no problem. I don't think it's so much a disease, addiction is... I mean, some people do become physically addicted, and at that point, you're just kind of in trouble. But I don't believe it's a disease as much as it's a mental thing, that you are become mentally addicted to the situation. You become mentally addicted to the situation. You become mentally mentally attached to the situation.
Right, and it becomes a necessity.
Because you want to escape reality.
It can get used to it and need it.
And do you know how I think you really combat the war on drugs? Because you got a bunch of smart people that can do chemistry. It's not, and you can about anything. Really anything. There's no laws will never stop criminals. Mm-hmm. People that want to get money outside the law, because who wants to pay taxes? Let's be real. But the best way to go about it is giving people a reason to not escape reality. Well, having communities come together. More community centers. More boys and girls clubs. More, church going, whether you believe it or not. Things that bring communities together, to love together, and give people a reality, especially in small towns where there's a lot of drug use. Give people a reality they don't want to escape from. And that's right. How you stop the drug problem. I think that's the only way you stop the drug problem.
Alright, well let's transition to something more positive. Frank, I didn't get a chance to check it out, but did you actually get a good view of the solar eclipse? The first total solar eclipse since 1918?
No. See, I know people that did. They drove hundreds of miles.
Oregon apparently was a prime spot.
So was the Carolinas.
Yeah.
But my thing is, who the hell cares?
What? Dude, we're talking about history.
It was dark for a few minutes.
I heard it was unbelievable. No, it was not dark. The sun. People had to get special glasses.
Right, because it was blocked by the moon, the sun and the moon, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I can tell how much you don't even know.
Yeah, it was dark for a little while because the sun met the moon. It was dark for a little while and it came back. You can't look at it with your eyes because the rays are going to hurt your eyes.
Yeah, and people were profiting off of it, selling glasses.
Of course they were.
Parking was out of control in certain small towns. I mean, and the bottom line is, because Pensacola, it was cloudy as hell. I remember that day. It was cloudy as hell, so we didn't even have a good view of it.
Yeah, we didn't get to see it. But, it's coming back in 10 years.
My brother saw it pretty good in Kansas, and he was talking about how awesome it was. And that's in 10 years?
It's going to come back every few 10 years or so in different locations, obviously, in the world.
That's pretty cool.
I don't see the big deal about it, because it's every 10 years somewhere. But it is what it is.
All right, and then... let's talk about, there are some celebrities that passed away. I don't know if you want to mention any, is there anybody that you want to talk about who passed away? I know there's a couple I want to mention.
The greatest man to ever live died this year.
Who's that?
Hugh Hefner.
Yeah, did he die this year?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess he did. Yeah, what a great man. What a great man.
Do you know what makes him Hugh? Okay, pervert, but do you know what makes him the greatest man in the world?
What? No.
He gave a platform for people to talk, to make difference in the world. He gave a platform for Malcolm X. A lot of people. When the AIDS epidemic came in, he did as scientific as they could on there. The Playboy questions they got in and the answers they gave. They really helped a lot of people. They gave people a platform to make actual. Real differences, and they really adapted. I mean, they really were a forefronter in social change in the world.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna go. I know rock and roll isn't your thing, but I'm gonna talk about Chuck Berry, one of rock and roll's first guitar hero. He was actually the father of rock and roll, and the guy goes back years and years and years. So mm-hmm. Chuck Berry passed away, and then one of the Man, when I was a kid, Frank, did you ever see the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
I did.
I used to see Mary Tyler Moore pass away.
Yeah, I know.
And
a few days ago, isn't it?
No. Yeah. Earlier this year. No. She was so hot back in the day, man. Obviously, I saw Nick at Night would have reruns of it. And Mary Tyler Moore was awesome. Because it showed, it was the first, in my opinion, doing research, it was the first real, not real, but first show to really show, like, to really, I guess, document a powerful woman. Like, you know, there would be plenty of episodes where she would stick up for herself with her boss, you know? And I feel like it was historical in that regard, because not many shows, you know, came out where it showed a powerful woman, you know, in the business world. So, yeah, she was awesome. What'd you think about her?
I liked the show. It was okay.
Yeah, but you didn't... She broke a lot of barriers for women.
I was in elementary school. I didn't
care. Yeah, but you should still give some credit where credit's due. You know? But, let's see. Anybody else that you wanted to mention? All
right,
well...
One of the Allman Brothers, right?
Hmm?
One of the Allman Brothers, right?
Yeah. That's what I heard, yeah.
You know the thing about one of the Allman Brothers dying is, as much as I hate their music and everything mm-hmm. about them, they mean a lot to everybody else. You know, so many people, love their music and it brings them such joy. So, I mean, that's a hard loss. Like I said, even though I don't like them.
Well, every loss is a hard loss, but yeah, I get your point.
It's big culture, though.
All right, so I think we should start. Is there anything else this year that we haven't mentioned that you want to talk about? All right, well, if that's the case, then let's get to our sensible or cynical thought about the year 2017. Frank, you're up. What's your topic?
You know, I gotta be sensible. You know, you thank you, America. You put us in a good, you know, you let your voice get heard, and you put us in a good direction. And you know, we hit the bottom there for about 8 years. And you know, I think it was about 16 years. But you know, I think we're in a good direction. You know, the market, I believe, hit a six straight year of gains, first time since 1980.
Yeah.
You know, I think
unemployment's gone down.
I think things are. If you're negative at this point in this world, in this country, you probably need to shrink. Because, I mean, things are just so good for the world right now. And it's just amazing. I mean, the one thing you could say is cryptocurrency is multiplying at record rates. And that's not backed by anything. So that's a little risky. But I think, you know, we got good cryptocurrency is something that's going to be explored by governments. And we're going to have some stable cryptocurrency coming out here. And there's going to be some good investments. So we'll see, you know. But really, I think is a world we're really evolving, and I really think we're headed in a good direction. And once Trump, you know, said he said today he hasn't been hard enough on China, and once he starts getting hard on China, who knows where we're headed? The sky's the limit.
I want to also do sensible. I just want to talk about, you know, I know I'll be remiss to have a 2017 year in review without talking about race. I think that we've come a long way, obviously, since the 80s, 90s, you know. But I just want to commend society now. People are coming, I feel like people are coming together. You know, of course, the Black Lives Matter, you know,
movement. Terrorist organization.
No, I don't want to agree with that, but let's just move. Can I actually get my, you know, statement down, Frank?
Go for it.
Okay. But no, but I think people are coming together. You know, I think people are understanding, you know, each other's opinion. You know, people were kneeling for the anthem, and there was white people kneeling, you know, in support. And I just feel like people are understanding each other's point of view, you know, coming throughout. Now, I kind of want to... plead to people to, you know, we're all in this together. Like society, we're the only ones that can impact society. We want to leave the world better, in a better place for our kids and our kids' kids, you know. And when you say comments like that, Frank, it's like, well, that's not every person. Like, there's some people that get, there's some black people that I know that get unfair, I've heard that get, like, people, there's cops in, like, some, there's cops in some, you know, predominantly white neighbor, places that just automatically assume that he's up to no good and arrest them for no reason.
I didn't say that there wasn't a problem, and I didn't say that there was a problem.
You just said it was Black Lives Matter. I don't agree with that.
I said Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization.
I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
I didn't say that people in a movement and that everyone's negative.
There's people that are listening to this podcast that are gonna severely disagree.
I said that the organization themselves.
So I want you to explain to the people that support on this podcast Black Lives Matter and explain your opinion. So you know we don't get emails.
It's one thing for someone to say that Black Lives Matter, it's another thing to protest, it's fine, no problems. But when you start burning down buildings in your own town, when you, in Baltimore, set a nursing home on fire, mm-hmm. when you start trashing your own town, you start destroying cop cars and everything, you start looting stores, mm-hmm. that is not making a point. What happens when someone gets angry with you at a store and they start getting in your face and pushing you around? Do you respect them more or do you want to fight back?
Yeah.
If someone comes up to you and explains their reasoning and they explain their reasoning in a respectful manner and they do you listen to them?
I just don't want people to listen to this, but if
they come up to you and they start flipping around the bar, right? Mm. Because they're angry. Are they going to get their point across to you? Are you going to hate them more?
No, I just...
Are you going to like them? Are you going to respect them? Are you going to say, okay, we'll listen? Or are you going to hate them more?
I just want you to talk... I just want you to, like... I just want to come to the... come to the defense and for you to explain... Because I assume that there's parts of Black Lives Matter that you agree with, right?
I have no problem.
You can't tell me that there's not police brutality going on.
I'm not saying that there isn't brutality.
I think there's blatant video, like there's blatant facts.
I've also seen lots of police brutality.
White people, I agree. But we're also two white guys doing a podcast, so
right.
You know.
And
so,
I've also been, as a white male, put in the back of a cop car because my light was out.
I'm just trying to defend. I'm just trying to defend the black person.
By saying Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, it's not saying that I don't support black equality. It's not saying that I don't think that there's brutality against black people. It's not saying that I don't think they should stand up and protest.
They should.
I am not saying any of that. I think all of that is good. But when you start destroying your own town, when you start destroying places, when you start looting places,
I'm not saying the KKK is good.
They're a terrorist organization too. There's some biker gangs that are terrorist organizations. I'm not saying there's not white terrorist organizations. I'm saying that Black Lives Matter, you said something about Black Lives Matter, and I said they're a terrorist organization. That is not wrong.
Years in podcast without hitting some, I know we usually end with our sensible thought, but, you know, I'm glad that we're having this conversation so you could, you know, understand our point of views and, you know where we're coming from. So, thank you for listening and listening to our podcast tonight. It's been a great year, Frank. You know, I'm almost 31, so I feel like I'm getting some wisdom by doing this podcast. I feel smarter being in your presence, Frank.
Well,
even though it was November when we started this, you know, I feel so enlightened, Frank. This has really been awesome. It's been an awesome couple months, and hopefully, since this is like our 13th podcast, hopefully there's many more in 2018.
You know, I'm enjoying doing this with you as well, Sean. But even though you did all the compliments, I will not sleep with you.
No, I don't want you to. I'm definitely straight. Okay, and that's it for the year in review.